Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to this edition of Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us on the radio dial at 92.3 FM. We also want to welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you listen to us through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. We have a great show to kick off our hour today. We're going to be speaking to Vince Morvillo. He is a motivational speaker who is not only being able to overcome challenges in his own life, but helping other people to do the same in theirs. Vince, welcome to Conversations Live.
Thank you for having me.
Well, thanks a lot for being on with us, Vince, and congratulations not only on what you've been able to do to be a motivating force in other people, but also what you've been able to do in being able to set your own goals and achieve them as well. I want to talk about, first of all, the role of motivational speaker, because I'm always excited when I talk to individuals who have decided that they want to use their life and use their experiences to help other people live their best life. When did you first realize that this was an avenue for you to make a difference for other people?
I think it was in about 2005, and I had become the first blind person to win a national sailing championship, and I was sitting with the crew, mostly in disbelief, after we had accomplished that, and one of the crew members posed an interesting question, and the question was, what was this all about? Mm-hmm. And I thought about that for a little bit, and I said, you know, it's got to be about something more than four guys getting in a sailboat and racing. As I thought about it, it embodied a lot of things. It embodied the way in which I had gone through life and had lived it my way and had been able to accomplish things. And it was about the way that throughout my life I had met other people and had helped them with directions to achieve the things that, you know, the visions that they had. Mm-hmm. And so at that point, I thought, you know, when you really look back over your life and you really say, you know, I've had an awful lot of blessings. And I thought it was time that I go out and try to give some of that back so that others could understand that there is a path you can walk to succeed. And in, you know, one of the things I pass along, Cyrus, is that in my life, challenges and changes, I never saw them as obstacles. They were just kind of fun. They were opportunities. Mm-hmm. They were things to resolve and so forth. And so that's what that's when I decided I needed to move forward and I needed to do that. And a lot of the lessons apply not only to individuals' personal lives, but they apply to business lives as well.
Right.
So there's a pretty broad audience that can benefit that. We all face challenges, and we really need to have a prescription as to how do we get past them.
Exactly. And I think that's a great point that you mentioned, Vince, because you also, I mentioned, of course, you're being a motivational speaker, but also the work that you do in helping individuals in business as well. As someone who is a business owner, one of the articles that I read about you that I thought, you know, was really, it ties perfectly into what you just said about looking at challenges as opportunities, is the article that was in the New York Times, I think, talking about experience you went through a few years ago, having to deal not only with the aftermath of a hurricane, but also the economy making the shift that it did. As you were looking at people, because, you know, here we are at a time, Vince, where it's the end of the year, many people are looking forward to, of course, Christmas, but also the brand new year. They're making resolutions, but a lot of them are really apprehensive about what is possible in their life. Do you think that as you are meeting individuals and sharing your story, and like our listeners that are listening to this, that will be a motivating force to let them know that we shouldn't look at them as challenges. We should look at them as an opportunity and a way to do things differently in our lives.
Yeah, I definitely think that's, you know, that's really true. I've always thought that, you know, if you want to achieve anything or achieve excellence, it's a pretty simple formula. The formula is that you have to, or the formula is focus plus commitment minus distraction. And I think the important parts of that are that we've got to stay focused on the directions we want to go. And I think when we get off the path is when we start being distracted by all of the things that we feel can't happen. And I think you have to set those aside, and you have to start looking at all the things that can happen. Similarly, right. We tell people all the time, don't look at what's bad in your life. Let's look at all the good things in our lives, all the things that make a day bright, and why we're happy to be alive and to be here. And so I think whether you're in business or it's personal life, you know, the biggest thing that comes up is that I see is that people start off with a vision. This is my vision. This is what I'd like to have. And the next thing that happens, that horrible word can't creeps into their life. Oh, we can't for this reason. We can't for that reason. I'll recall a quick story here. When I first went to that sailing team and I said, guys, I want to win a national sailing champion. Well, after a lot of silence, it was uttered, you can't do that. And I heard all the reasons why I couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at that team and I said, great. So how might we be able to do that? And I encourage people, as you face those can'ts that'll crop up when we're trying to chase our visions, that we remember that. Just start asking the question, how might we do that? It was right. The same thing for me growing up as a blind person. There were things I wanted to do. I didn't want to be restricted. I didn't want to shut myself off from parts of life that I wanted to do. And, you know, I had the opportunity to begin to work with wood, and I really enjoy crafting furniture from wood. And, you know, there's a lot of things, well, how are you going to measure, or how are you going to cut things, or how are you not going to get your fingers in a power saw or whatever? And, you know, you stop, and if you go back to that same question, okay, how might we do this? How might we do it safely, right. Or how might we do it accurately? You begin to think in the direction. In other words, we really need to focus on solutions in our lives. You can have a problem, you can have a challenge, but what you really need to do is focus on the solution. Mm-hmm. When you spend time doing that, you'll be able to accomplish the things that you want to do.
I think that's so true, Vince. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side of the show or online through blogtalkradio.com, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to Vince Morvillo. He's someone who's not only found success in business, but also is a motivational speaker. As you may have just heard him reference, he made history by being the first blind person to win a national yachting championship. And I think, Vince, as you were just talking about what people told you of the things that you could not do, and again, going back to what we said earlier in the conversation about looking at it as just another way. Maybe it can't be done this way, but can it be done this other way? And I think a lot of people can benefit from that. That brings me to something else I had wanted to discuss with you, Vince, because yesterday I actually started following you on Twitter, and you had a tweet that you had posted, and I think it's something that a lot of our listeners can appreciate, because what you have said about, you know, your own journey in life, and how you could have allowed things to stop you, to keep you from reaching the greatness that was meant for you, but you didn't allow that to happen. This was posted on November 24th. Remember what we have and be thankful, and what we don't have will not matter. A lot of times we get so focused on what isn't that we don't appreciate what is. What has helped you in that respect? What's helped you to stay focused on the blessings you have instead of the things that maybe you feel like you don't have?
I think I have to tell you that I had an extraordinary and awesome mom who I think at an early, early age began to point some things out to me. And I think that's where I really discovered that all things were possible. But the way that all things are possible are that you've got to find your way to do it. And I'll tell you a quick story. I think I was about four or five years old. And it was Christmas time, and a family member had given me a wooden puzzle. And I was having a little bit of difficulty getting the puzzle together, you know. And about the time I think I was about ready to put the pieces in a pile and jump on them and try to drive them into the board, my mother came over to rescue both me and perhaps the puzzle. And she sat with me and she gave me seven very powerful words. And they were, let's see how you can do this. And so together, she taught me how to feel shapes, and she taught me how to find the pieces and how to put them in the puzzle. The long-term lesson from that was always, you know, you don't have to do it the way others do it. You just have to find your way to do it. You know, it was the accomplishment. It was making it possible that was important. And I think that and other lessons that she taught me got me to really believe, hey, I'm okay. I can do whatever I choose to do. The only limiting factor in my life is myself. It had nothing to do with a disability. It had to do with where was I at, you know, mentally. And I think that's what started it. I know as a young person that there is the one word in life that I absolutely just cannot stand. It's the word can't. I heard so much of that as a child, you know, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I was fortunate that my mother put her maternal instincts aside and told me, yes, you can do that, and you just need to see how you are going to do it. And I went forth into the world doing that. I think the real another little story about Mom, to give you a flavor of Mom, was I think I was about 8 years old, and Mom had put me in a public school system as opposed to sending me to the school for the blind. And, of course, I played with the kids, and I had friends. And I came home one day after school, and I said, hey, Mom, all the guys are going to try out for Little League Baseball, and I want to do that too. Now, this had been a pretty darn good time for a mom to sit down and explain to her son the integral relationship between sight and baseball.
Yeah.
But my mother didn't do that. My mother simply said, have you thought about how you can do this? And I said, yeah. And I can guarantee you I haven't given no thought to it. And so she delivered me to that baseball field, pointed me in the direction of the other children, and said, have a nice day. Well, obviously it was not one of the better days in my life. I mean, I couldn't find the ball. I couldn't hit a ball. I got hit by a ball. And one of the coaches took me off to the side and sat me down and probably saved my life, or at least bad injury. But after that was all over with, and I caught up to my mother again when she picked me up, and we were sitting in the car, and she said, well, how did it go? And I'm like in tears, and I said, man, it just didn't go good at all. I couldn't find the ball. And my mom put her arm around me, and she gave me a little hug, and she says, but you know something, son? You tried. And I think the important thing there was that not succeeding at something wasn't failure. Not trying was the failure. And you know, I think a lot of times we hear that, but it is so true. You know, if you want to do it, get out and do it. You know, and if you don't succeed at it the first time around, sit down and think about, okay, what am I going to do now? I mean, the first time I got in a sailboat and raced it, I didn't win. Right. But I continued to understand, what did it take to win? What did it take? You know, where were my weaknesses, and what did I need to do to get stronger? Going into business was the same thing. You know, the banks were not exactly excited about financing me into a business. I had to do it with absolutely no money. I had to get started. And so the question that keeps coming up in my mind is, okay, well, now how am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? I think another lesson that I've learned in life, and I learned it in business as well, is that oftentimes we have this prescription of how things are supposed to be done. In business, we call them business models.
Right.
And I think sometimes we've got to go back and look at the business model, and we have to change those business models. You know, and another tweet that I put out there one time was, change your model, change your performance. Whatever your business model is, if it isn't working, it's time to sit down and analyze it and evaluate it. You know, we live in a dynamic business environment that changes, you know, more rapidly than we're probably aware. In our lives change the same way. And so sometimes the way we've been doing things, or the way others do things, there's some opportunity by changing and doing it differently.
Exactly. And I think that the great lesson that I just heard you give, that I hope our listeners really picked up on, came from your mother, that it's not the actual failing that comes in if things don't go right. The actual failing is things not being tried at all. And I think for all of our listeners, regardless of how they want to apply that in their lives and in their professions, I think that is a great lesson, Vince, for all of us to be able to really think about how we can apply that simple truth in our own life.
Again, we've been able to speak to a businessman and motivational speaker, Vince Morvillo. He's talking about his journey and also the things he's been able to accomplish and help other people to do as well. Vince, how can our listeners stay in contact with you and find out more information about you?
They can go to vincemorvillo.com, and there's other contact information there. There's some articles I've written and other information about me.
Okay. Well, Vince, thank you so much for taking out the time to be with us today again. For our listeners that may not remember, Vince was scheduled to be on with us last week, but we had some weather issues that then turned into electrical issues. But he was gracious enough to reschedule with us. And, Vince, I think our listeners are better because of it. So thank you so much for coming on, and we look forward to staying in contact with you.
Do that, Cyrus, and thanks again for having me.
Hey, no problem, Vince. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we have our resident chef, Bruce Treader. He'll be here to give you your quick and easy cooking tip of the day. You're listening to Conversations Live here on the radio at 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com.